Story number four takes us to Afghanistan, where in that country has begun the massive recount of ballots cast in the runoff round of its controversial presidential vote. Now, the Afghan Election Commission says that the counting of nearly 8 million votes is going to take at least 3 weeks. A group of representatives from rival candidates Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah are monitoring the job of the auditors. Preliminary results from the June 14 runoff put Ghani in the lead, but rival Abdullah objected to the results, claiming massive fraud in the vote count process. However, both candidates later agreed to an internationally monitored audit and accepted to stand by its eventual results. Faiz Khurshid, our correspondent, joins us from Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Well, Faiz, as Americans say, this is the this-is-it moment. This massive recount is going to take place, and hopefully Afghanistan is going to have the next president. Tell us more.
Well, there are 8 million votes, and they should be audited and recounted within 3 weeks. And the process has started today inside Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission, and this process is being monitored by UN observers and the agents of both candidates. And the auditing of these votes will determine the next president of Afghanistan, and it is what both candidates, Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai, agreed to. And it's known as John Kerry's plan here in Afghanistan. John Kerry was here a few days ago to broker an end to the election deadlock in this country after allegations of fraud mounted. And it threatened the stability of Afghanistan because both of the candidates wanted to announce their own parallel governments. And John Kerry urged both candidates to accept the final results of the auditing process. But there would be no loser or winner in this deal. It's a win-win deal. And the winner would be the president of Afghanistan, and the loser would be the prime minister of this country. But for a couple of years, the loser would be appointed by the president as executive chief of the government. And after 2 years, the constitution of this country would be amended, and the political system from presidential will be changed to a parliamentary system. And many here believe now that it is the job of the Independent Election Commission to thoroughly perform its job and audit and recount all the votes.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. Faiz Khurshid, our correspondent, talking to us from Kabul. Thanks.